Hello again and welcome back. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington with As It Is. We come your way 7 days a week with interesting and important news about things happening all around us. At the same time, we give you the opportunity to learn and improve your American English. Today, we begin with a trip back in time. Some people at the University of California are giving all of us a chance to study an important time in American history in an unusual way. Then, it's something that many people do not recognize as a problem in America. But many people in this country do not have food security. What does that mean? We'll tell you in about 5 minutes. Let's get started with part one. The 1960s was a time of change in the United States and other places. These changes influenced opinions about social issues and extended to politics and even science. Internet users can now hear this period of history through the YouTube website. Visitors can listen to leading Americans and others who spoke 40 or more years ago at the University of California, Los Angeles. Their recorded speeches were forgotten for years until recently. Christopher Cruz has the story.
The University of California, Los Angeles, recorded hundreds of people who spoke at UCLA in the 1960s and early 1970s. Some speakers were from the motion picture industry in nearby Hollywood. Others included world leaders and even astronauts. Tim Groling is chairman of the university's communications department. He says the audio or sound recordings are from an important period in history.
It's the combination of this being, I think, dramatic figures, speaking at what was really a dramatic time. I mean, this is a time period where society is really changing.
The recordings were left in storage areas and forgotten until recently, when Tim Groling discovered an old tape player by chance.
I was at a thrift store and saw an old reel-to-reel unit for $20 that I'm like, I bet you that fits with the tapes, and $20, might as well give it a shot.
He bought the tape player from the store. Then he asked a former student, Derek Bolin, to help make digital versions of the recordings.
I felt very good about doing this because I felt like I was preserving a piece of history.
Derek Bolin made digital copies of the speeches recorded between 1962 and 1973. In this 1972 speech, actress Jane Fonda spoke at an anti-Vietnam War protest.
At a time when there are 400,000 people in prison in South Vietnam for speaking out for peace, independence, and democracy in South Vietnam, I think the least we can do is to close down our schools and universities.
Another recording has the voice of Yitzhak Rabin. He spoke at the university while he was the Israeli ambassador to the United States. He later became prime minister and was murdered in 1995. The speeches covered subjects other than world politics. The developer of the polio vaccine, Jonas Salk, gave a speech at UCLA in 1972. He described that period of time as important in the history of science.
The world is going through very interesting changes now, and changes of such nature that I believe that this is perhaps the most interesting time that man has ever lived, and perhaps is more interesting than will ever be true again in the future.
Tim Groling says that without technology and the Internet, it would be difficult for people to hear these men and women. 366 of the speeches given at UCLA are now available on the YouTube website. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are listening to The Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. The United States Department of Agriculture has released a report on the problems that Americans have getting food. The report says that 1 in 7 U.S. families last year did not have food security, the ability to get healthy food. This rate has not changed since 2012. It is only a little less than the rate at the end of the recession in 2009. We hear more from Jonathan Evans.
It is the highest food insecurity rate that we've seen, said Alicia Coleman Jensen, who helped write the report. She added that the rate of food insecurity is unusual, because the number should go down when the economy gets better. I have a $1 million question. Who's recovering? Because I'm not seeing the population that's recovering, said Wasita McKinley. She launched a group called Sistas United. It gives food and other help to people near Washington, D.C. Wasita McKinley says there are 2 times as many people coming to her for help now compared to before the recession. It is not only jobless Americans who are having problems. Feeding America is a nationwide organization of food banks. These groups give away food to those in need. Feeding America found that 75% of the people it helps have jobs. It doesn't matter if you work or not. You just don't have enough money to survive, says Grace Davis. Ms. Davis receives help from Sistas United. She teaches in a program for the children of prisoners. But her job does not pay much. She said that she recently did not have enough food to make breakfast for herself and her son. So I said, well, I'll save the eggs for him. And I just drank water and ate bread. The Department of Agriculture found that Ms. Davis is like people in 7 million families that gave up food for one person last year. That number has not changed since 2009. A major reason for food insecurity is the cost of food. Ms. Coleman Jensen says the rate of inflation has been low in recent months, but the price of food has been rising faster than other things. At the same time, an Economic Policy Institute study found that wages have not gone up, especially for American workers whose pay is low. After you pay your electric bill, your car payment, put gas in your car, you don't really have extra money for food, said Sarah Auth. She receives help from Sistas United. As she notes, if you try to eat healthy, healthy food is very expensive. But even food that costs little can be pricey over a long time, says Nancy Roman. She heads the Capital Area Food Bank in Washington. She explains that people who don't eat healthy food may face an increased risk of diseases such as diabetes and heart conditions. Feeding America found that 58% of families they talk to have someone with high blood pressure, and 30% have a person with diabetes. At Sistas United, Wasita McKinley said she has seen people doing all they can to avoid hunger, such as suicide, stealing, and other crimes. We're supposed to be a supernation, a superpower. We're supposed to be the richest nation, she said. Why are we having hungry people in the street? I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. This is VOA.